A federal judge just certified a class action against NVIDIA over $1 billion in hidden crypto GPU sales. A California federal judge certified a class of investors on March 26, 2026, clearing the way for a trial over allegations that NVIDIA and CEO Jensen Huang concealed more than $1 billion in crypto mining-related GPU sales between 2017 and 2018. Judge Haywood S. Gilliam Jr. ruled that the plaintiff's evidence was sufficient to establish that NVIDIA's public statements about crypto mining revenue had a measurable effect on the company's stock price, rejecting NVIDIA's argument that the disclosures caused no price impact. The case now advances toward trial, with a conference scheduled for April 24. What investors say NVIDIA hid the class period runs from August 10, 2017 to November 15, 2018, a window that covers the peak of the 2017-2018 crypto mining boom and the crash that followed. Plaintiffs allege that NVIDIA attributed its surging GPU revenue to gaming demand, while crypto miners were actually buying a significant share of GeForce cards. The company's gaming division was the primary revenue driver during this period, and investors priced the stock on the assumption that gaming demand was organic and sustainable. The core claim, NVIDIA understated crypto-related revenue by approximately $135 billion. According to the plaintiffs, that misrepresentation cost investors $3.8 billion when the truth surfaced. The key disclosure came on November 15, 2018, when CFO Colette Kress told investors that gaming revenue fell short because post-crypto channel inventory took longer than expected to sell through. NVIDIA's stock dropped approximately 28.5% over two trading sessions. The evidence trail three pieces of evidence stand out in the certification ruling. First, an internal email from an NVIDIA vice president acknowledged that the stock price remained high because of the company's earlier public statements about crypto exposure. That email directly connects public messaging to stock valuation. Second, testimony from former NVIDIA employees described a global database that tracked GPU sales to crypto miners. If the company was tracking crypto demand internally with that level of granularity, the claim that it did not know the scale of crypto-driven sales becomes harder to sustain. Third, CEO Jensen Huang's alleged direct involvement in sales meetings where crypto's contribution to revenue was discussed. The plaintiffs argue this establishes that the misrepresentation was not a lower-level oversight, but a top-down disclosure decision. The SEC already agreed. This is not the first time regulators have concluded that NVIDIA misled investors about crypto mining revenue. In May 2022, the SEC fined NVIDIA $5.5 million for inadequate disclosures about crypto mining's impact on its gaming segment. The fine was small relative to NVIDIA's revenue, but the finding itself matters. A federal regulator already determined that NVIDIA's crypto mining disclosures were insufficient. The SEC and Department of Justice went further in October 2024, filing an amicus brief supporting the class action. Solicitor General Elizabeth Prelogar and SEC senior lawyer Theodore Wyman argued that the lawsuit contained sufficient detail to proceed and that company leadership knowingly misled investors about cryptocurrency mining exposure, satisfying the legal standard for intent to deceive. Government backing in a private securities class action is not routine. When federal agencies actively support a plaintiff class, it signals that the alleged conduct falls within the kind of investor harm that securities law is designed to prevent. Why it still matters in 2026, NVIDIA's market capitalization now sits above $2 trillion, built largely on the AI computing boom. The crypto mining era feels like ancient history by comparison. But this case is not really about crypto mining. It is about whether a company can segment its revenue reporting in a way that obscures where the money actually comes from, and whether investors have recourse when they discover the categorization was misleading. The precedent matters for every company that touches crypto tangentially. GPU makers, cloud providers, data center operators, and payment processors all face the same question. When does crypto-adjacent revenue become material enough that it must be disclosed separately? For the crypto industry specifically, the case reinforces a pattern. During the 2017-2018 cycle, crypto demand inflated hardware revenues, venture returns, and ICO treasuries in ways that were not always visible to outside investors. The NVIDIA lawsuit is one of the last major legal proceedings from that era still working through the courts. As of March 26, 2026, BTC trades at $70,038 and ETH at $2,023, with the Fear and Greed Index at 32 Fear. The market has moved well past the mining GPU era, but the legal consequences of that era are still arriving. What happens next class certification does not determine liability. It means the case proceeds as a collective action, rather than requiring each investor to file individually, which dramatically changes the economics for both sides. The April 21st case conference will set the schedule for discovery, motions, and potentially a trial date. NVIDIA can still appeal the certification decision, settle, or proceed to trial. If the case goes to trial and the plaintiffs prevail, the $3.8 billion damages figure would be one of the largest securities fraud recoveries tied to crypto-related activity. Even a settlement at a fraction of that number would dwarf the SEC's $5.5 million fine.